This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallux's Digital Dental Depository, with support from Philips Sonicare.
To honour great Uncle Halitosis, dentist extraordinaire, on the occasion of his 100th birthday, Professor Hallux is creating a pop-up digital dental depository, an oral health help desk. He's going to see how many questions all about teeth he can answer against the clock.
I think the turbine's nearly up to speed, or our toothbrushes will be. Are you ready, Nanobot?
I'm ready. Let's go. First question. What different types of toothbrushes are there?
Good question. Well, as we have seen, hundreds of years ago, people used small twigs to clean their teeth. Although I doubt many people still use a twig today. Toothbrushes as we know them today started to be used in China over 1,000 years ago, although using hair from animals as bristles. The first mass-produced toothbrushes were seen in the early 19th century, with bone handles and using pig bristles in cheaper toothbrushes and badger hair in more expensive ones. As well as plastic handles, synthetic fibres started to replace animal hair in the 1930s. A more recent development has been electric toothbrushes. At first, they were a luxury item, but today there's a wide variety to choose from. Some for adults, some for kids, and some with even cool apps and fun stuff to help you remember to brush your teeth for 2 minutes.
A strong start there, Professor. Right, next question. Why use an electric toothbrush? Isn't a simple manual one just as effective?
Well, the most important thing of all is to make sure you do brush your teeth, whatever type you use. A sonic electric toothbrush makes 31,000 brush strokes a minute. To match that, you'd have to brush your teeth for a month using a manual toothbrush.
And get a sore arm. Right, next question. When choosing a new toothbrush, what do you need to consider?
Well, you need to think about whether your toothbrush is the right size and shape for your mouth. You need a brush that allows you to reach all the way to your back teeth and a handle that is comfortable to hold. You also can choose whether the bristles on your brush are soft or harder. Most people choose soft bristles as harder ones can hurt your gums. Electric toothbrushes have significantly smaller brush heads than a manual toothbrush. This helps you to reach those awkward areas at the back of your mouth more easily. Whichever type of toothbrush you use, always read the instructions to make sure that you're using it properly. As electric toothbrushes do more of the work for you than a manual one, you need to be more careful that you're brushing correctly to prevent damaging your gums and wearing away the tooth enamel.
We're racing towards the finish. Time for one last question. How long should you brush your teeth?
For exactly the same amount of time as you'd brush your teeth any other way. 2 minutes twice a day. Did you know some clever electric toothbrushes will turn themselves off after 2 minutes? And even beep to remind you to brush all areas.
That's correct. And time's up. Brilliant, Professor. Very respectable score there and lots of data for our digital dental depository.
Professor Hallux's Digital Dental Depository, with support from Philips Sonicare. Find out more at funkidslive.com/Hallux.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.